From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
It was indeed the season to show love and care, and we saw various organizations, companies, groups, and societies all across Jamaica giving a little extra during the Christmas season. On this week's edition of Sharing the Love, we'll be highlighting a few of the treats that took place in Western Jamaica. Stay with us to find out who is sharing the love. With all the various companies and organizations sharing the love, the St. James Parish Council was not to be left out of the season for giving. The council provided more than 1,000 children from Montego Bay and adjoining communities with gifts and refreshment. Heading the list of persons who ensured that the children were well taken care of at the annual Christmas treat was Mayor of Montego Bay and Chairman of the St. James Parish Council, Councillor Glendon Harris. The event was held at Jared Park in the city and included lots of games and fun activities. The St. James Infirmary in Montego Bay partnered with Margaritaville Entertainment and Restaurant and Rainforest Seafoods Montego Bay to host its annual Christmas treat for residents at the facility.
All residents were given individual gifts, and they were treated with food, ice cream, cake. The treat also didn't stop with the residents. It was extended to the community at large, the children, on other persons.
Matron of the St. James Infirmary, Jacqueline Wilson. Approximately 30 children and adults from the Albion community were also feted for the Christmas. Mrs. Wilson expressed appreciation to the sponsors for their support to the home and for making this Christmas a joyous one for the residents, many of whom made their own contributions to society in one way or another.
It was a big treat, and it was well taken because all residents were happy. We look forward again to another year, one like this, God willing.
This year, the Sandals Foundation brought cheer to approximately 13,000 children across the Caribbean by providing toys, gifts, and refreshments. The treats not only benefited children at the foundation's 26 adopted schools across the Caribbean, but also those in several children's homes and communities. In Jamaica, over 1,400 children from Westmoreland and Hanover benefited from the foundation's annual outreach program.
The Sandals Foundation is committed to giving back to the communities and making a positive impact on the communities where all Sandals Resorts and Beaches Resorts operate. So we're located in 9 countries throughout the Caribbean. And as a way to give back, to bring joy, and to, you know, really celebrate the end of the year, we hosted 90 Christmas treats for 2014.
Public Relations Officer, Sandals Foundation, Christina Taylor. To expand its reach, the Sandals Foundation also contributed to the mayor's treats in Lucy, Hanover on December 17 and in Savlemar, Westmoreland on December 19. Although the focus has been on Western Jamaica, the foundation also hosted treats in St. Anne and St. Mary.
We're committed to giving back to the communities, and it's only been possible through our long-standing partners and our volunteers and our team members and our guests who make possible what we do.
Christmas 2014 has come and gone like the ones before, but one thing we can take from the season and carry through to the new year is the love, care, and attitude of giving that it brings. I'm Casita Irving, daring you to share the love.
For your convenience, a postal drop-off point in the heart of New Kingston. Send your packages or documents overseas or across the island by using one of Jamaica Post's expedited, registered, or ordinary mail services. Visit Jamaica Post's New Kingston office at Shop 6C New Kingston Business Center, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, call 1-888-526-7678 or 509-9331. Jamaica Post is more than just mail.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.